Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of artificial intelligence and machine learning. I'm Alex, your guide through the complexities of AI.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, probably because I'm just as curious as you are. Today, we're taking a journey inside GLM-4, the AI model that's been causing quite a stir in the tech community.
That's right, Jamie. GLM 4.7, to be precise, developed by Jipu AI, is a behemoth with 355 billion parameters. It's like the brainiac of AI models, mastering not just languages, but images too.
Billion with a B? That sounds expensive. How much does it cost to chat with this brainiac?
Actually, it's quite economical for what it offers. API pricing is set at 0.30 for 1 million input tokens and 1.40 for the same count of output tokens. There's a flash variant, though, that drastically drops the input cost to 0.4 for 1 million tokens.
Hold on. Flash variant? Sounds like GLM-4 got struck by lightning and turned into the Flash.
Not exactly, Jamie, but the flash variant is indeed zippy when it comes to cost efficiency. It's optimized for speed and affordability, making it a go-to for enterprises needing large context processing without breaking the bank.
Speaking of large contexts, how big are we talking?
Imagine being able to fit entire books, multi-file codebases, or the full transcript of War and Peace in one go. GLM 4.7 supports a 200,000-token context window. That's a lot of text.
Wow, so you could have it read Moby Dick and then ask it to write a sequel where the whale gets a job at SeaWorld.
Theoretically, yes. But let's not give Hollywood any ideas. What's truly impressive is GLM 4.7's multimodal capabilities. It can understand and generate content based on text and images, making it a versatile tool for a variety of applications.
Like if I wanted to create a comic strip from a photo of my cat?
Exactly. Or even more practical uses like analyzing satellite images and providing weather reports. The possibilities are pretty vast.
This all sounds amazing, but when should I opt for GLM-4 over, say, the newer GLM-5 or even GPT-4?
Great question. While GLM-5 boasts 745 billion parameters, GLM-4.7 hits a sweet spot in terms of cost-performance ratio. It's ideal for tasks requiring large context understanding and multimodal interactions. Plus, its proficiency in Chinese language tasks is unmatched, making it a strong choice for global teams.
Got it. So it's like choosing between a sports car and an SUV. Depends on what you need it for.
Precisely. And for developers looking to integrate GLM-4.7, Jipu AI offers a Python SDK, making it relatively straightforward to start experimenting with this powerful model.
I'm guessing there's a bit of a learning curve, though.
Naturally. But that's where the fun begins. Experimenting with GLM 4.7 can lead to some incredible discoveries and occasionally some hilarious mistakes.
Like accidentally having it generate a love poem from a pizza order.
Exactly. The key is to play around and not be afraid of making those mistakes. They're often the best learning experiences.
This has been a fascinating dive into GLM-4, Alex. I feel like I've leveled up in my AI knowledge today.
Always happy to share the knowledge, Jamie. And to our listeners, we hope you found this episode enlightening and entertaining.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of tech AI. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Till next time, keep nerding out.